A career in the federal workforce might not be the coolest thing to kids. That's a finding from a new survey by the National Treasury Employees Union. It finds only 37% of parents polled encourage their kids to go into government. And now NTEU is starting a campaign to change that. For details, we turn to its national president, Colleen Kelly. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
So, Colleen, explain why you did the survey in the first place.
Well, our intention with this survey was to build a public service campaign to highlight a very big problem that we think is serious for our country. And the problem is that in the next 3 years, over one-third of the, or close to one-third of the federal workforce will be eligible to retire. And so the need to attract a new generation of talented federal workers into federal service is critical for our country. So that's why we did the survey, to see what the baseline was, whether there was enough conversation out there and enough interest, or whether we needed to do some work to get that conversation going.
So what is the baseline? What is the major finding that you came up with?
Well, it's not good, Tom. Unfortunately, only 37% of parents surveyed said that they had discussed a federal career with their children. And only 8% of their children had expressed an interest in a federal career. And these are kids between the age of 8 and 22. So our goal is to change that conversation and to get a conversation going between parents and their children, because we think that parents play a key role for many in the career choices that their children make.
And just to be clear, that you polled 1,000 people, randomly chosen, statistically valid, but it wasn't federal working parent, people working for the federal government. It was just the general population.
That's right. It was general population, because there are many who may not work for the federal government today that we need in that conversation also.
And you also found that many of these children of the parents want to go into business. Did you get any insight as to why that's a more attractive thing than government?
Well, you know, when we asked what kinds of jobs their children were interested in, that was important, an important result of the survey, because it showed that about 38% of the parents reported that their children want to work in science, technology, engineering, math, you know, the STEM fields. But then another 17% want to work in law enforcement or in trades. And then another 12% say they want to be lawyers or teachers or other professionals. Now, all of those occupations are out there in business somewhere in the private sector. But every one of those occupations exists in the federal sector. And that's what many people don't know. All of these jobs and many more can be found in federal agencies in the federal sector across the country.
It's probably fair to say, though, that with events at the IRS, you know, by an unfortunate few, and events at the VA, you know, by an unfortunate few, probably haven't helped the image of federal service these days.
Well, that's possible. And one of our goals with this campaign, the public service campaign, is to balance some of the negative headlines that might be out there and to make sure that there is full information out there that it would at least lead to a conversation and an interest in exploring what is out there, because that's what we're finding from the survey, is that many just don't even know these occupations are available, and so they just don't even explore it, which really would be the first step.
And another finding I think is interesting from your survey is the idea of service comes out in this question of what type of organization does your child want to work for. Not only do the vast majority say they want to go into business rather than government, but only 7% say they want to go to nonprofits. And that seems like the sector of the economy, I guess, that is most linked to government.
That was of concern, Emily, and something that I think highlighted for us the importance of our campaign. The results showed, as you said, that only 7% were thinking about a nonprofit career, and only 8% were even considering federal government. So we think that there is a much bigger conversation that needs to be had. Now, there was some good news from the survey results, and that is that even though only 38% of the parents, I'm sorry, 37% of the parents were talking to their children about a potential career in the federal sector, when we ask questions about their views of federal workers and the work done by federal employees, those results were very positive. For example, 74% surveyed said that they believe that federal jobs are stable and well paid. They said 70% said they believe they provide a career growth opportunity. And for me, the most important one was that 76% of them agree that federal workers provide important services to the American public. And that is really the message that needs to be out there that will get the attention of the next generation when they're thinking about what they want to do as a career.
We're speaking with Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union. So what will you do with the results? What comes next now that you have this picture of how people feel about their kids being feds?
Well, we have developed a public service campaign that we're launching this week to get this conversation elevated, to have more people in the conversation. And our focus is twofold. One, to encourage parents to discuss the federal careers, and second, to remind the public of the dedication, the skill, and the critical work of federal employees. And we're doing that through an extensive use of social media. We're reaching out to more than 1,000 bloggers and to broadcast media. And we also have a video, we call it the Federal Careers Video, that is on our website that can be found at www.theyworkforus.org. And it is a video of NTEU members. They are the stars of the video. And it is these current federal employees talking to their children about the work that they do and why they chose to be a federal employee. So it's a conversation between current federal employees and their children about why they chose that career path. And we're hoping, again, that as a public service campaign, that it will have people asking questions and starting to think a little differently about career paths that they at least want to research and consider.
And that raises the question, if you were to ask these questions of federal employees who are parents and what they tell their children in terms of careers to pursue, how different do you think it would be from the general population?
I think it would depend on the agency you ask them, and I think it would depend on the day you ask them. I think, first and foremost, most federal employees are so committed to the mission of their agencies. They believe that the work they do for the country is critical and important. There are things I'm sure many of them would like to change, whether it's about, you know, the headlines, you know, that the good work they do doesn't get reported. One of the things I have always believed about federal employees is that their work is really taken for granted by most in the country. They do their work under the radar, very quietly. They're not looking for parades, you know, or big recognition. And when everything goes right, you never hear anything about what's going on in federal agencies by federal employees. It's only when something goes wrong that it becomes the headline. And so, I think because their work is done under the radar, most of them continue to believe that what they do is important and that it will be critically important to have a new generation of workers come in behind them when they retire. But I do think it depends on the day, you know, in the agency. And there are surely things, I think, in any workplace, federal or private, that employees would like to change.
Well, I see some good news in the survey, actually, because 6% said they would want to join the military. And considering that the uniform military is a fraction of 1% of the population, the fact that 6% say they'd like to join there is probably encouraging.
I think that is a good sign, Tom. And the other thing is that many military employees become federal employees when they leave the military, whether it's after 4 or 8 years or even after a career. I think the last numbers I saw, about 30% of the current federal workforce are former military. So that is good news.
And did you look at, I know this is a survey of 1,000 people, but do you have any indication as to demographics? If the government or careers in the government are more favorable among in certain regions of the country or among people of a certain socioeconomic class?
I don't have that, but what I do know, and that very few people really pay attention to, is that most federal employee careers, most federal jobs are outside of the D.C. area. Only 14% of federal employees work in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area. 86% of those jobs are across the country in every state in our country, in every city, and in many communities. And it takes some research, some information gathering sometimes to know that, because, as I said, they do their work under the radar, and they're not out there usually with, you know, banners and signs saying this is where we're doing, you know, work on in this scientific field or, you know, in this research field. So you really have to do your research if you want to know where those jobs are, and they are everywhere. And if you go to USA Jobs and do some research, you will find probably most occupations that children are considering today, you will find the availability of those jobs and the opportunities for those jobs out there in the federal sector. We just need them to know that they're there and to be interested and to explore.
And Colleen, just briefly, do you get a sense that schools, public schools of any level really, or private schools for that matter, are also encouraging students to say go more into business than government? Because it's not just parents, after all, it's guidance counselors and teachers and the like who help children choose what sort of path they want to go into.
I'm sure there are a variety of messages out there, and we, of course, would like to see that conversation change too. We would like to see everyone recognize the important work that federal employees do and the opportunities that are out there for the next generation.
And here's one good thing from the survey. Nobody, 0%, said they want to grow up and become a politician.
See that, Tom?
All right. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. As always, great to have you on.
Thank you.